is 9:30. Opportunity to spend a little time this morning with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos with Car Talk on your Thursday morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hi, Charlie. It sure is.
Yeah, we could have high school football. Oh, wait a minute. We do have high school football.
We do. It's Thursday night football tonight. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Great weather for it.
Sure.
It's a warm day and just been a beautiful fall so far.
It has been, but today would be a good day to make an appointment for a test drive.
It's always a good day to make an appointment for a test drive. I know we've got all the people ready out there. It's a good day to make an appointment for an oil change, you too. Could,
yeah, or without an appointment for that
matter. Without an appointment, come on in. They were not too busy as I drove off. I looked over there, and both the shops probably could get you in. Looks like a great weekend for shopping for cars till maybe Saturday night, a few storms and such, but good times out there. Let us know if you're looking for something. We can have the vehicle ready for you when you come in. You set that appointment up, allows us to get a lot of the stuff done before you come in, whether it's, you know, finance questions, the trade, and trade value. Mm-hmm. We can really cut through a lot of the process that takes time in purchasing a car, go right to the test drive when you get in, and sometimes it makes it a lot faster.
You can start the process off even on, not that I would say wait till Saturday, but you could start it on Saturday and still have that new car in your garage Saturday night.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, it really doesn't take very long. And, you know, especially if we start it that way. And I know, you know, everybody's out there doing it online. They spend, you know, in the industry now, they tell us that consumers spend somewhere around 22, 23 hours doing research on their in this process of trying to determine what vehicles they're going to shop for and where to go.
Well, there are so many choices anymore.
There really are. I mean, you think about it, and like, you know, how many small SUVs are there? I don't know, 25 or 30 maybe, something like that. But, you know, a lot more than you can count and remember the names of. So
Toyota,
it is confusing, and you know, Toyota has the CHR, the RAV4, the Highlander, the 4Runner, and the Sequoia. Yeah.
Those are just the SUVs.
Ford, Racine will have EcoSport, Escape, Explorer, Expedition, MKC, MKX, Navigator. They're coming back with the Aviator in a couple years. A Lincoln-styled Explorer size vehicle.
Right.
So that's all real exciting. But you just there in our lot, we've probably got 15 different models of SUV. And so there are a lot of choices.
And then the subdivisions of any given
subdivisions within that create millions of choices. And, you know, that is what sometimes slows down the process. If there's something you want potentially that isn't common, sometimes that happens where people build their own vehicles. Sometimes the manufacturer will have the ability for you to, you know, build it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there might not be something out there in inventory that's like that, for instance, usually we can find it. It's a matter of, you know, we've got all the tools to narrow it down and really find that vehicle. But that can be complicated. Vehicles are out there in the most commonly sold configurations, and that's what you're going to find on dealers' lots. So that's the stuff our salesmen are really great at. They know where things are. They know what, you know, how do you get the best deal, where the rebates are, where the discount packages a lot of times, and this is for every manufacturer, they'll put together a special package of options that they'll give you an extra, and then give you a discount that actually shows up on the invoice of the vehicle. So they might a lot of times they'll put together stuff like a moonroof and you know, some electronic stuff, and create a nice package, and you know, it might be $2,300 in options, and then they give you $1,000 additional option package discount on there. And if you don't know about that, you might just be looking at an XLT truck and not realize that that's why, if I step up and get the sunroof, that it actually doesn't cost me the full $2,300. I'm getting that and all the other packages for only $1,300 or something. So,
and that's why, yes, we want people to do what they're going to do as far as looking at the options online, but come in and talk to your professionals.
That, and you know, and the financial part of it is so critical too, and that's something that is hard to really do online still today. You know, truthfully, you know, to be the idea of a push button car purchase, or you can go in and say buy now, like we do on Amazon. ship it here. Maybe the drone will drop it soon. And, you know, cars are, you know, I can see where we can get to where we do deliver the car in your house when we come to you and do all the paperwork in your living room. I mean, that we probably can do today.
The hard part is
all the complexity of that and getting, you know, and, you know, unless you want to come in and just write a check, of course, that's easy. But, you know, if you want to get the most rebates, compare interest rates to the packaging the rebates, these discount option packages, there's special discount programs, there's the X-Plan program where many employers offer their employees discounts on the Ford vehicles. There's Toyota discount programs. We've got specialized rebates things. So we've talked about the American Quarter Horse Association, but there's rebates for veterans and first responders and recent college graduates and people who've never bought a car before and all kinds of things like that, that if you don't ask, you know, and if the salesman doesn't know, we might not be able to apply that rebate and maybe have missed and maybe could have got a better deal.
And so, the salesman can't run down that entire list. Are you a veteran? Are you a first responder? Are you a, because it would take forever. Well, a long time anyway.
It can be complicated. But yeah. Anyway, that just is part of the story. The truth is a lot of that is that's our job and what we do every day. And so what we try to do is get all that done out of the way. I mean, we know that you're at home doing this research. So let's help you with that. Get comfortable with it. That way our guys can be ready when you come in. We can have the vehicle there ready for you to get in and experience and see if that's the right selection for you.
And I realize that occasionally we take a test drive on Model A, whatever it is, and end up buying Model B because it looks nice over there on the lot, and we really hadn't considered it. But it's nice when people come in with at least a narrowed choice of what they
think. Sure. Well, people do these days. Yeah. I mean, truthfully, the time they're spending, they know pretty well what they want, and of course they do. They can change their mind. That's mm-hmm. prerogative. But a lot of times they do know. A lot of times. We need to be ready to sell them a car there. I mean, that's why we do the market-based pricing, and we're trying to shorten the negotiation process, try to get trade value up front so that it's transparent what you're getting for your trade, and you know you can, you know, consider that as part of the deal and get it done even before you're in. Of course, we need to look at the vehicle and confirm everything, but a lot of times we can get pretty close just from a description of the vehicle, and that at least gives you an idea where we start putting all this financial stuff together and get the best deal for you.
Yeah, and then you add in all the technology as far as I think your professionals do an excellent delivery process when you buy the car. You know, give me your phone, we'll pair it to the vehicle for you. Did you realize that this is how the seat adjusts and everything else?
Well, that's one of those other things. It is so complicated. There's multiple systems in different vehicles now. I mean, we're on our probably fourth generation of a Sync in the Ford side or whatever the Ford Connect program is now, and mm-hmm. then Intune on the Toyota side right. is in generation 3, I think, about to go to 4. And, you know, so you have different types of technology and different vehicles, and, you know, our sales and service teams are you have to stay up with that, and we do our best to help you with that technology. It is everybody's phone is different too, so yeah. It is really complicated, but that's we spend a lot of time training on that, and our guys are really good at it, and we especially understand our systems at Toyota and Ford.
And Lincoln.
And Lincoln, yeah. So if you have questions, even if you didn't buy it from us, bring your vehicle in. We'll help you set it up, answer your questions. I think it is one of those things. Sometimes, and we hear this from our customers too, even at delivery, we may go over all that, get your phone set up. But, you know, a few months later, maybe you get a new phone, maybe something happens and the connection between your phone and the car is lost. These things do happen, and then you don't remember quite what to do. So that's when we really need to be there for you, and don't be afraid to ask. That's really quite common.
If that happens, do we pull up to the sales drive or the service drive?
Really, either way, you know, I think the truth is we're there to help you, and you know, if your salesman is really a great option for that, because they usually have time and can really slow down and show you your vehicle. They know what you bought, and you've already got a relationship with them. But obviously, I mean, if it's just you're coming in for an oil change anyway, just mention it to the service advisor, and it's not something they can take care of. They've got the technicians and the salesmen they can get with and get you everything you need.
Well, it's a pretty good process. process, and I know the manufacturers are there through their websites too, but why not talk to somebody you know?
Well, it's always easier to get a human interface with this technology. I think that really does help, because they are complicated, and you know, a lot of times we try to explain it, and you can go through the videos and such on the Ford side or Toyota side that really do a great job explaining what you need to do, but you know, until you really do it yourself, you just don't know.
Well, the nice thing about dealing with a local dealer is the fact that you've got that relationship with them. It's a face-to-face process.
Yeah. And I got a friend of mine with me today. I brought in a guest from the dealership, Greg Grossman, and he knows a lot about Toyotas, other cars. He's been in the car business for a while, and he's relatively new to Dungis, and I wanted to bring him in today and introduce him to everybody. Greg, say hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
So you've been listening to us there talk about technology. Do you ever get any questions from customers about the Entune system or any their
Bluetooth? Yeah, there's lots of questions as far as the navigation, how it works, how to put an address in, how to pair your phone, you know, how to go about how that works. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it's one of those things that, I mean, people, it's in everybody's car, it seems like, these days.
Oh, yes. There's several options in many of our units, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. What else you been thinking about these days? What's going on in the Toyota Service Department?
Well, of course, we do appointment basis. We do, you know, the 995 oil changes over there as well.
Right.
We do walk-ins also. Sometimes it is easier to get in by an appointment if you're someone that's got a schedule that you need to stick to. Sometimes that's an easier option.
Well, you've got a great setup there too.
Yes,
we
do.
Two fast lifts, and they're super quick and
right.
Lifting the vehicle. And I know it's set up to have two teams in there working, and there's some expansion going on
we've got three new lifts that are on the way. They're actually in the middle of being done. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have those up and going.
Uh-huh.
We've added a couple other technicians as well, and they're very experienced, certified.
That's great.
So
certification is one of those things I think people often take for granted when you bring your vehicle to a manufacturer. You know, they're well-trained guys, but the amount of time these guys spend to
be a
technician. Let's talk about that. What's a career path like for these guys?
Well, it seems like training never stops. Obviously, the vehicle never stops with its technology,
uh-huh.
and they have to keep up with that technology just like anybody else. You know, we have to know how it works, you know, and if it doesn't, we have to figure out why and how to fix it.
Uh-huh.
So definitely certification and training is just ongoing, never stops. They have to buy their own tools, you know, so uh-huh. they're always having to put into their
their job, their own careers.
Yeah, definitely, and they're fully invested.
And this is, they go to live training and go off-site?
There's live training. They do some training there at the dealership. They also do training at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of it is online anymore. There are a few courses where they actually have to go somewhere and actually do hands-on training.
Yeah.
With
no experience, you can come in, you can apply. Say you want to change oil, start this process to become a technician. What would you say? I want to be a trainee, start changing oil. What would you do? I assume you start training them right then.
And they would basically kind of shadow, uh-huh. you know, and learn how the processes are and, you know, what it takes to do certain things. And then they would, you know, kind of be hands-on themselves and, you know, just grow from there.
Okay.
There's even training for just an oil change person through the Toyota program.
And from there, I think, you know, you specialize, I guess, because you've got techs that are
right.
that are everything from master techs and senior techs that maybe have multiple disciplines and other guys who are really specialized.
Right.
And recalls are a big deal
yeah.
right now.
And they have to be totally certified in order to do recalls. Otherwise, Toyota won't allow us to do, you know, that repair.
Right.
So it takes specific training to do those recalls, which takes more time. You know, in some of those training processes for the certain recalls that we have now, they actually have to go to live training for that and do hands-on as well. You can't just do that online.
Yeah, and I know even in Bartlesville here at Tri-County, we have great automotive programs, but Toyota has a program in Oklahoma, too, where technicians can go to college to be trained at OSU Tech in Okmulgee. It's called T10.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a T10 tech now. And, you know, let's talk about how you get into that. I mean, that's a little different, you know, starting as an apprentice and changing oil might get you started. But then you want to leapfrog that into really being a Toyota tech. This is one of the avenues for that.
Right. Basically, what they end up doing is they get a two-year degree. So they have, you know, a college diploma, you know, when they're done. We're kind of like the interim place, you know, like if you're a teacher, you have to have a sponsor or an interim school, you know, that you can
We invest in them, buy them some tools,
right.
Help them get started, put them around experience techs.
And it's kind of a 3 month at the school, 3 month at the dealership, and they go back and forth for that 2 years until they finish up, you know, and then they get placed in the dealership and, you know, basically start rolling their sleeves up and getting to work.
No, on both the Toyota and Ford side, a lot of our experienced guys through the years have started in this program. So I think it's great to draw attention to it because, you know, you maybe know somebody out there who's thinking of a career like that. And we're always looking for people like that. And
sure.
I know, you know, whether you're a highly trained tech and, you know, diesel certified, I want to talk to you for sure.
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, certainly specializing in stuff like maintenance and stuff is such a big deal. I mean, we see some of our maintenance guys, you know, making almost as good a living as the highly trained techs doing the diesel work because so much work is out there in that. And the, you know, $9.95 oil change is such a great value. I mean, it really is for people to give them great value. We want them to come experience Dungeness. And find out what it's all about.
Yeah, and along with that, we do a multi-point inspection sheet on every vehicle, so it gets a thorough check while it's in the shop, and if there's anything that looks like it's creeping up and it needs to be brought to the customer's attention, you know, we note that. If it requires, you know, to show them, sometimes it's easier just to see it as opposed to talk about it.
Well, I think that's one thing we always hear about from consumers is, you know, how do you know if I really need it? How do I know if I do? And that, you know, that's hard, but you deal with that every day.
We just know that you guys are all unscrupulous and trying to sell us stuff we don't need. And I take that seriously, not with a grin on my face.
There's a stereotype, you know, possible there, and I think that I like to confront those stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
And the truth is, you know, how do you know when you need something? Well, you look at it, and you inspect it, and you see. And our guys are really great at that. They want you to be safe in your vehicle, right? That's our responsibility. You brought it to us.
Well, and you're taking it to a place that is 100% trained on that product. That's what they know, that's what they learned, and that's what they do every single day.
Right. So it's a great, good system, and it certainly is one we take really take a lot of pride in, and that's a great thing. So good stuff. And so, I mean, I guess if somebody wants more information on like T10 and all that or anything Toyota technical questions, give Greg a call. I think he's there every day, been in Bartlesville about 3 months. Where'd you come from beforehand? Let's introduce your life to him. I know the answer to some of these questions.
Well, my family, we moved from Northwest Arkansas. I've been in this business for a little over 21 years. A lot of it's been with GM. Uh-huh. In fact, all of it's been with GM and except my experience here for the last 3.5 months.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of maintenance on the Toyota product, but very little issues.
Yeah, they're great cars, aren't they?
On the GM vehicle, they are. On the GM vehicle, it's kind of more problems than maintenance. So it's been an eye-opening experience for me. It's very impressive.
A little different. Well, we're off to a great start. Like we're expanding as you just got here, and I think it's great. I think Greg is a great guy, and his experience has been a great addition to our Toyota service team and the Toyota dealership. And really proud of Greg and his team. Crystal's also on the drive, and Crystal had worked at Dungeness before, and has come back and joined Greg. Moved some of the other people around there, and Jessica's over in our service business development center now, answering the phone and helping you set your appointment and such. So, it's a lot of good stuff going on at Dungeness, and you know I think the expansion is really exciting. It's
something
that, you know, we wouldn't have built that Toyota building if we didn't, you know, see the opportunity for our service facility, because truthfully, you know, we could sell cars out of the old facility. You can sell cars just about anywhere, but we could not keep fixing them in our old facility. And You know, we just were out of space. And now that we've grown into our new place, obviously even it we're needing to expand a bit. And we had planned for that, though. We had put inserts into there and planned to add these just about at this time. So it's really coming together great, and it's an exciting time.
That process you talked about, though, as far as moving individuals around, that's something you've historically done. As far as it seems as though about every 18 to 36 months, people take a move within the dealership to gain additional skills and picked up some new responsibility.
You know, we were always looking for a career path that works well for the dealership or the company and the individual. I think it's so important that we work together to talk about what your goals are and align those with ours. And, you know, and sometimes we really do look to develop from within, and we push people to expand their horizons and to reach for things. And, you know, and sometimes that means we make a mistake, honestly. And, you know, and we want to get people in positions where they're really successful. And so we're always looking for that and working with them to build a career path. Because, you know, I mean, you've been doing business with for a few years too, Charlie. It's our long-term employees. And our new people that come together and create this team that's everything to Dungeness. It's about, you know, our people and their engagement with taking care of our customers and being part of this community is what's kept us here for 75 years. And, you know, we know, you know, we're not perfect and we're just people like you guys, but, you know, how we respond as a team is what makes us really great. And that comes from that career pathing, I think, and from helping people through the years. And, you know, even on Greg's service drive, the pictures of those old pictures of the old service teams that my grandfather was in there. I see guys up there. J.P. Whitwell's picture's up there. J.P. Whitwell just bought a truck from us, probably his 25th or something, a month or two ago. He traded in his 15 with 12,000 miles and bought another new one. But J.P. Whitwell helped my grandfather build his barn. He started as a teenager working for my grandfather there, and he worked there most of his life. He and his brother both did. And he comes to see Joe at the body shop every week. And, you know, the truth is these relationships and those connections back to people, to those old baseball teams in the 40s and 50s, you know, back even to this summer's team. You know, that's what makes it so rich. That's what gives me goosebumps when I start thinking about the legacy of what we got here and why it's important. The it goes beyond just buying and selling cars. It's about the lives of our employees and the opportunities that it provides us all and what we can do in the community to make it a better place for us to do business and for all of us to live and all that.
It does make a difference.
And I think when you talk to the employees, I think last time I took my car in for an oil change, I took it in early in the morning. They gave me a ride back to the station because I was due back on the air in half an hour. And one of the person that gave me a ride back said, you know, they had moved out of town, but just felt like they were happier when they were with you. They returned back to the dealership and said it was just a happier relationship.
We're a family, and that, you know, that comes with the warts and other stuff too, I suppose. But we are a family, so sometimes people leave and they do come back, and I'm really proud that people do tend to come back, and there is a value and a culture there that is, you know, that we should all be proud of, because it is a family. I mean, we have responsibilities, you know, and some serious responsibilities and lots of important things we do every day, and we need, like taking care of your car, making sure you're 100% safe in it, and, you know, and if we mess something up, we got to stand up for that and and take responsibility. So those are our values. That's what we're there doing, and, you know, it is the legacy. It is what makes us special. It's the difference, I think, that's it. Doesn't make us perfect, I always say that, but the reality is it makes us stronger, and that it is about the team and all the great people there, and, you know, people like Greg and all of his team, because without their commitment, you know, I can't do it. I can, there's parts of it I can do, but I need, there's 70 of us, I can't do it. I mean, we need all of everything working pretty well. You know, nothing's perfect, right, Greg?
Right.
No, it's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Greg, just as long as you're here, I know Toyota, new cut Toyotas come with Toyota Care, and I'm sure that makes the process easier for your customers because, yes, they still have to schedule the time to come out for an oil change or whatever, but because that first couple of years of maintenance is part of that new car, I have to believe it brings them in maybe when on another model, another brand, they might not have done that.
Yeah, it kind of gets them familiar with the maintenance schedule as far as what the expectations are, you know, what gets done, how often it gets done. You know, there's a couple different models that require different servicing.
Yeah.
And it just depends on what the model is, you know, as far as the requirements. But
we have issues sometimes on the intervals where it's just a rotation. You know, mm-hmm. you're familiar with this, Charlie, because they're tires for life. You need to come in and rotate your tires every 5,000 miles. Mm-hmm. In order to extend the life of your tires and make sure you're safe and prevent uneven wear. But the truth is, you might not need to change your oil, but every 10,000 miles, right, a lot these days. So sometimes we get people thinking that they can skip that one in the middle, and you know, we'd encourage them not to do that. And you know, to take advantage of the offer to rotate your tires, it really will save you money over the long term, I have no doubt about that.
And even when people just think it's just a simple tire rotation, well, we do that 27-point multi-point inspection every time.
Right.
So it gets a
and
thorough check.
You can't
check.
Really check the brakes fully until you get the tires.
Right. It makes it so much easier because you can see it. It's right there. It's so much easier.
Yeah. I'm good.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think that's so important that people understand that rotation really is a valuable part of their maintenance, and you know, it's one of those things to take advantage of anywhere you're doing your service. It's really important.
And as we get into cooler weather, I'm sure you're going to see some tire lights come on here within the next couple of weeks.
Has that started yet, Greg?
There have been several of those. Yes.
We've got. It's a great tool. I was talking to some friends at Rotary this week, and you know, the flat tires in cars are becoming rarer and rarer. I mean, you know, so a lot of cars don't even have a spare. And if you do run into something, you're gonna, you know, I just saw a car needing to be towed because it had a flat tire,
right?
Which is odd, but. You know, thinking back to my youth, it's odd. But yeah. I think when you were today with these lights and such, you know, you just don't get them. But sometimes the light can be misleading. And if it is coming on and off, maybe because of temperature changes and you're not having a real issue with the tire, have it checked out and ask about nitrogen in the tire. That can stabilize the pressure if you have a really sensitive system or extreme temperature changes in your tires. If it's parked in a really cold place some part of the time and warm others, you can have that happen.
Sounds like the month of October to me.
That's right, we're in that, and wipers, brakes, tires, all that stuff is really important this time of year. If there's anything you need, give us a call, get that oil change done. Great deals. We didn't talk about the model year in closeout, but it is going on. We've got market-based pricing, daily market-based pricing on all our vehicles. All the rebates and incentives are up there on our website. You can go there and see all our vehicles in stock, new and used. You can find out about the 7-year, 100,000-mile Dungeness Difference warranty. It's a nationwide limited powertrain warranty that comes at no additional cost to you. It does go around the country, trip interruption, roadside assist, tire hazard. Great added value for doing business at Dungeness, and it helps us sell cars all the time. This has been a great hit since we launched this just a few months ago. We've got certified vehicles, Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. We've got our Q-certified used vehicles. So just about anything you could want is there. You can find out all that information on the website at DungeessChoice.com. Or if you want to give us a call us at 918-333-0900. And just let us know what your questions are, and we'll be happy to help.
You all makes, all models, regardless of where you bought the car, that 995 oil change, and any other service need that you have.
That's right. We service everything. And the let's be clear, the 995 oil change is up to 5 quarts. It's a semi-synthetic oil. It's the same oil recommended by all the automotive manufacturers. If your vehicle needs special oil, like a synthetic, a diesel engine, stuff like that, we have great prices on those oil changes as well. You just need to ask your advisor about that. But we do that for you guys. We know oil changes are the things people need most on their vehicles, and so we want to have the very best price on that, and we're pretty sure that we do.
Just as first, thanks for so much for coming in. It's nice to get to know the staff. Then when we see you on the drive, I say, you know, we may not recognize your face, but as soon as we hear your voice, we say, oh, yeah, he was on the radio. I know him. You know, and it's nice to say, yes, your product is the vehicle, but how you get there is with the people. So it's nice.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it is. We do sell cars, but I think it's that trust. It's that that with people like Greg, that it really is the tangible thing that we want to hold on to every day.
Service hours today?
We're open from 7:00 till 6:00 every day except for Saturday, when we're open at 7 and close at 1. That's in both our shops. I know Greg and them will be happy to help you right up until about 6:00. They can't do oil changes much longer out than that, but they're usually there right till 6.
That's our car talk on this Thursday morning on AM 1400 K1 News. Coming your way next from CBS, it's 55 degrees.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville.